Blog Talk Radio.
Am I delighted to be with you? Veronica McMillan, are you there?
Yes, I am, my love. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing well this night.
Good. I'm going to let you run with it tonight, and I'll be in the background, and I'll just follow your lead. How about that?
Okay. If the music's still going, I cannot hear my...
No, it's not. Can you hear me?
I'm having some technical difficulties here.
Okay. No, the music is muted. So what I will do is, are you on the board as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to X out of the board and come back in. Hopefully it won't disconnect. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man. Hello? Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Veronica McMillan from the Micro Nonprofit Network hosting our show, Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Hoping that you all can hear me. Francine, are you available to talk tonight?
Yes, I am. I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Wonderful. Yeah, I am well, thank you. I was having some issues there for a second ago. I lost my phone and everything, and so wanted to make sure we had everybody on the line and had you on the line with us tonight. And so now that I know that we are good to go, then I just want to say welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. You are listening to Veronica McMillan, the co-host, and Francine Humphrey, the host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I just want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And the Micro Nonprofit Network helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We both offer advocacy service to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition, which I need right about now, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We're dedicated to making a difference, and our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice so that those who would otherwise not be heard, ICW, was created to encourage all to take advantage and take charge of their lives to become educated and savvy about all aspects of their lives. And you have both of us on the phone tonight. If you need to reach Francine Humphrey, you can reach her at icwdirector@gmail.com or just go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And then yours truly, you can connect with us at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Or you can just kind of, you can go to email at info@micrononprofitnetwork, or just go to the website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. Well, Francine, we are starting tonight with some technical difficulties, but we are here and just happy to go. And so tonight, what I wanted to talk about was basically your next level in business, your next level in business. And so I wanted to start this off with something that I heard, or a website that I went to, a webinar that I went to today, and it was being sponsored by Catch a Fire. And Catch a Fire is basically a nonprofit that really kind of galvanize volunteers from all over the world to do nonprofit work for nonprofits on a volunteer basis. And I was kind of, I was enamored, if you will, Francine, by some of the things that they talked about in terms of webinars. And so I want to find out from you, Francine, before I jump into some of the things that they said, tell me some tips when you do, when you conduct webinars, what are some tips that you have that you can share with the audience for tonight?
Okay, great question, Veronica. The first thing that I do is log on early, because just like what happened tonight can definitely happen anytime you're having a webinar. There may be your computer system may want to update as you're preparing for your webinar, and if you're only 5 minutes into it before it actually starts, your update may sometimes take 10 or 15 minutes. So log in early. Be prepared for things to happen that people can't get in, and have other people to help you with your webinar. I always say have as many co-hosts as you can, which will make your life so much easier. As I teach and do the education program, I cannot teach the class and monitor the chat and admit people into the webinar and listen to people who say they can't get on right now and somebody's texting me on the phone. So all of these things have happened in the process of this virtual world that we're in. So it is so imperative that you have people to help you to co-host your program. And the last thing I would say is be prepared if there are challenges that you can monitor them, get them done and taken care of quickly. And also, if you have those people in place to help you as co-hosts, it will go a whole lot smoother versus you doing it alone and you have to figure out all the moving parts. So that would be my 2 cents worth on virtual teaching and learning.
And that is excellent, Francine, because, again, I think we always say when we start our show that basically it is an internet-based radio show. It also, we use our telephones, and so anything could happen. Mm-hmm. And so we try to make sure that we are prepared. And I'm so glad that you mentioned the part about the co-host, not co-host, but somebody that's there to assist you, because I think that that mm-hmm. is so key whenever that you're doing something, because, again, I had no clue that we were going to have that little mishap tonight, and so glad that you were on, because, you know, you don't want to jump into panic mode, which that's what I would say, too, mm-hmm. that don't go into to panic mode when something like this happens. And it's crazy that you had mentioned some of the things that they had mentioned in this webinar, because I found it very interesting. And so mm-hmm. something that the young man said, and you mentioned to this to me, Francine, probably about 2 weeks ago when we were having a conversation, and he was saying tips that he has when he's doing a webinar. He said he's purchased himself a ring light because he mm-hmm. said lighting was so important whenever that you do a webinar so that people can see you, because depending upon the quality of the camera that you have or the light that you have mm-hmm. that's in your background, you may come off as a little bit either dark or just too light, or you got something shining way over mm-hmm. there in the back of you. And I was like, that's so key, because you know, now in this COVID, I don't know what you want to call it, season that we're in, we are having to do more of the webinars, the Zooms, and all of that stuff. And mm-hmm. and he said he purchased himself a ring light so that the lighting would be good. Then something that he said, mm-hmm. he said he basically purchased another mic, or either he purchased a headset, because he said mm-hmm. sometimes whenever that you are doing these things, you kind of get that reverb effect. You kind of hear that echoing in the back. And he says because the computer is picking up that sound in the computer, and you're kind of hearing like an echo or reverb sound. And I was like, man, I didn't even think about that when you're doing yeah. these webinars, and we see people do them a lot. And although mm-hmm. I am I'm not to think about this year, I think I've only, in terms of webinars that I've done, maybe just one, and I got some trainings that I want to do. And as he was making these points, I was like, man, shoot, I need to get that, because I saw Francine with a headphone on the other day. She'd been using her headphone.
And then the other thing he said was a great tip. He said, elevate your computer, you know, because he wants to make sure mm-hmm. that your camera is right there face to face so that people mm-hmm. can see you and you're looking directly into the camera. And this was, I was saying to myself that, you know what, I've not done that. You know what I mean? And so sometimes mm-hmm. when you're doing trainings or you're doing Zoom calls or what have you, that you are always, always supposed to be looking at that camera, but if you're not quite elevated enough, it could be that mm-hmm. it's like your shoulders are bowed over or what have you. And so I thought that those were just three great things that just tips for people to use, because basically we're all in that space now. And I believe, and I don't know for sure, you tell me what you think, I believe that we're going to be in this phase at least probably till the end of the year. What's your thoughts about this whole Zoom virtual kind of environment that we're in? Because thank God for the vaccine coming out, but mm-hmm. I believe that there's going to be some tuning and adjustments that has to be made before we can kind of, I don't want to say get back to normal, because I don't know if normal is ever mm-hmm. coming back, but to a place wherein we can get to some similitude of what we had before. What's your thoughts about that, Francine?
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. And to reiterate what you said about the tips, the three tips that you gave, elevating your computer is an awesome tip. As a matter of fact, today I had a speaking engagement, and they prefer that you stand up. So you have to get your computer to the level of your head so that your full, from at least your waist up, is in the frame. And mm-hmm. so it is a little bit challenging, but I've learned how to do that. So you use what you have. And this is a tip from me. I use a bar stool and a popcorn container, and I set my computer on top of that. I'm about 5 feet, mm-hmm. 9.5, 5'10". So that brings my computer all the way up above my head. So I'm actually standing eye to eye to the computer. And then the headset, yes, I use that. The only thing that I do need is the ring light. I do have some lights, but they're not working well. So I do need to purchase the ring light, and I need it like ASAP. So I need to go out and get that properly tomorrow. And the other thing that I wanted to reiterate, that what you were talking about, is I believe we're going to be in this arena mm-hmm. for a while, the virtual world. Yep. Even if we go back to what we call normal, people are mm-hmm. who are being working from home will not be in the office space. So you're still going to have to utilize the virtual computer, Zoom, webinars, whatever other kind of trainings that you're going to have to do, because I believe more and more people are going to insist on working from home now, because now that we know that we can do it, because before they would say, oh, no, you could never do that. We know now that we can, and people have been productive working from home, and I don't think we should take that off the table. I think it should be an option. If your company has been doing it since the pandemic, that employees continue to work from home. And we're going to be in this thing for a while. Even though the vaccinations are coming out, I still believe we will still have to wear a mask in some situations, and so we just need to prepare for that and not just take it lightly, because we don't want another surge of this virus or any other ones that are going to come along to affect us like this one did in 2020.
Exactly, and it affected us. Indeed, it did. And so tonight we're talking about your next level in business, and we're sharing tips regarding webinars, simply because we know, just like we just said, we know that we're going to be in this kind of setting for a while, and we have to figure out mm-hmm. how we're going to do this. And you mentioned something that just kind of sparked me, Francine, when you talked about the fact that people now realize that, hey, you can work from home. And now I believe that's going to be a game changer. So then that means for those of us, or for those individuals who have brick and mortar offices, how can you monetize that in a way that you can, so that you can basically still pay your rent? And then also, how do you make adjustments for the individuals who at one time was in the office, Now they're working from home, and to the point that you just made, Francine, maybe prefer being at home because they don't want the exposure, especially if they're high risk. They have some health challenges that they don't want to be exposed to anyone. We certainly gotta do something different. And I think that what you just mentioned about the making those changes, I think that that is, is something that we have to look at too in this next level of business is what if we do have to work in our home spaces, you know, till the remaining of this year, which just came in, what do we do? And it's going to be important that we make adjustments. So what would you say? What would you say since, I mean, you did pose this question and it sparked me to if you're in a brick-and-mortar place and you have staff that, you know, are working from home now and choose to work from home, how would you approach your staff with that? Would you give them an option or say, listen, they said the vaccine are coming out and you all need to either get that, because I know for the work that you and I do, we do a lot of contractual work. We do work with each other. We have our own office space and all that. So we do have a little bit of wiggle room. But I know already with one of the companies that I'm doing some work with, that's what they're looking at. They're looking at, hey, some of y'all got to go back to the office, and then some of y'all got to stay home. What would you suggest to people who have to, you know, really kind of make that decision?
I think it's going to come to the point where it has to make sense for everybody involved. When you're looking at an organization such as ours, where we can work from home and work from the office, but we also have to have an office space for what we're doing. And if you have that kind of organization, then you're going to continue to have that brick and mortar. You may be able to downsize if your employees are going to work from home. Then I also see that some employers are going to say, well, you can work from home 4 days a week, and one day I need you to come in to the office or rotate office. You know, Monday we're going to have Keisha come in. Tuesday we're going to have Bob come in. And then if we have a couple more employees, we're going to rotate days where you're going to come into the office so that you're utilizing your space, because the people who have to have offices, who have to have things locked up and put in file cabinets and all of that, they're going to have to keep their offices. So it's going to have to make sense for the office owner themselves and also for the employees. And when you want to have your staff meeting, it can be done by Zoom and by webinar. But I can see where you would want to bring staff in to have that face-to-face to go over certain things, and then they can go back home and do the remote location as well. So it's going to depend on what your organization is, how much you're spending, and how much you're losing by not having your employees there with you. So it's going to be on individual basis. That's what I see. And if you have an organization that can downsize and get a smaller place and have their employees be able to work from home, they're going to save money. And so I think and still do the virtual thing. So I think it's going to be based on what the needs are and how we can keep thriving and surviving through whatever the next phase is of where we are right now.
Exactly. So you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and you're listening to Francine Humphrey, the president and founder, really, of Issues Concerning Women for, Francine, how long is it, 12, 13 years, Issues Concerning Women been
basically
out here?
Oh, my God. It started in 2007. So we've been around for a minute, and we started the radio show, the first show, in 2008. And then we winged off, and then we came back, and now you and I are here together. So we've been around for a minute, so we'll kick it.
Still hanging in there.
Yes, all the stuff that we do.
And all the stuff that we do. And tonight we're talking about your next level in business. We've been talking about webinars, and Francine sparked something in me, and I kind of veered off regarding working from home and working from inside your brick and mortars. But I want to get back on to this webinar thing because I thought it was so great, Francine. He mentioned in his presentation today five different platforms, and I'm going to read these platforms out to our listening audience because, again, there's more than Zoom, you know what I mean? And I think that some people kind of favor a particular one. But he mentioned Demio, which is D-E-M-I-O. I had not heard of them before. So, you know, I learned something today just by listening to this particular speaker today. And then, of course, he had Zoom. And GoToWebinars, I think a lot of organizations use GoToWebinars when they're doing webinars. He mentioned Crowdcast and Webinar Jam are platforms where people can do webinars. Now, if you're just doing one training or something like that and you've been using Zoom, that'll work, you know. But if you get into this space where you're doing, you know, webinars quite a bit, you do have some options, because I think what we've been trying to teach our radio audience and everyone who listens to us on every Thursday is that basically you want to broaden your knowledge and expand your knowledge, and these are some platforms besides Zoom, because I know even Google, they have their little Google Meets and all of that stuff. I don't necessarily know if that's the best one for your webinars, but basically I know that these are five more platforms for people who don't know. Do you know of any other platforms, Francine, that we can inform our audience regarding, you know, if you're doing webinars? And when I say doing webinars, you know, doing them at least maybe once a week or what have you, I think it would be a good space or a good place to have more than one option, just in case, you know, something goes out and or a platform is not available. And you know they all charge something. So you have your free ones, and then if you go on and you do something else, then they have like a special for, you know, the number of people that will be in the on the webinar and all of that stuff. But do you have any others, Francine, that you know of that we can inform our listening audience about?
No, I don't. And there are a couple of other ones that I've seen, but I have not dove into them yet, so I really don't know if it's something that, you know, I can share at this point, because I'm not an expert on this either. I'm learning as we go. And the two that I favor are Zoom and the webinar, because you can do a webinar and then you can do a training, you know, so whatever it is that you're doing. There are some other ones, and I think one of them is called, I wanted to call the name, but it will not come to me, so I don't want to put it out there because it's probably going to be wrong. So anyway, so yeah, there are other ones out there, and we'll have to do some research and maybe do a follow-up on another show. But there are because Andre introduced me to one. Andre is our photographer friend who does all of our video and videography and our photo shoots. He did introduce me to one, but I cannot think of the name of it to save me right now. So there are many other platforms out there. And what a lot of people are doing now, Veronica, is they're linking their Zoom to their YouTube channels and their other channels as well. So they're getting a broader audience. So there is something to this technology piece. And so you just have to maneuver and learn. And even some folks are doing the Zoom, and then they're doing the YouTube, and then it's showing on Facebook as well, so they can reach a broader audience. So there are different things that you can do with all of these platforms and with technology. And some of them even carry them on their Instagram account, and then there are other accounts that they post things on. But again, I'm learning as I go, because if the audience remembers, back in the day, I was the first one said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do no technology stuff. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. But then you have to learn it. If you're going to be next level and level up, then you have to learn what you need to learn and not be afraid of it and just dive into it or get someone to teach you how to do it.
Exactly, and that's what we're doing tonight, just giving you all some tips. This is basically the thing that we love to do, is to make sure that our listening audience, we're informing you, we're educating you, we're equipping you to do whatever it is that you're supposed to do. And frankly, I'm sitting here looking at it. We got like 6 minutes, and I was like, man, we get started, and there's so much we want to be talking about. But I wanted to share a couple of more things that he mentioned, because I was sitting, I was like, man, that is so good. And he was saying basically in your webinars, especially if you know you're monetizing, you're getting paid for your webinars, and you should be depending upon what it is that you're doing. Something that he said, mm-hmm. he said, you have to know why people should come to your webinar. And he emphasized the your, because there's so many people doing so many things, and you want to, you know, you want to get people to come to your trainings. You want to get them to come to your webinars. You want to get them to come to whatever it is that you're doing, whatever event. And he said, why should people come to your webinar? And then he answered the question. He said that you should have some sort of hook. And I thought about it. I was like, that mm-hmm. is so, that's so real. You know, you should have,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like a bait. You know how you do it? Of course, I've never been fishing before, but
right.
you know how you have, you put the bait
yeah,
on
yeah,
there,
yeah,
and then you yeah. hook that bait on, and what is that? What is the hook? And then he said, you also have to remember when doing this stuff that you're selling yourself, and that
mm-hmm.
when you're selling yourself, remember it is time and money on your end and time and money on the end of the people that you're working with. And the other thing he said, you have to practice, and to the point that you mentioned, he said, when you're doing these webinars, have more than one person, you know, on the helm, so that if there is people, mm-hmm. if there's a chat box, then folk need to be, somebody needs to be manning the chat box, and somebody doing the phone and what have you. And he talked about those things. Are there any other things, Francine? Let me see. We got 4 minutes that you want to
okay.
add to that, because I thought they were that was so good. But we want people who are doing webinars to understand that you really, 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 you gotta have that hook. What would you say to the points that he made, Francine?
And I think he is absolutely correct. And I've learned, and again, learning is the key, and not being afraid of it, and setting things
mm-hmm.
up in a way that so everything can go smoothly. I truly believe in that. And what he is talking about when he's talking about that hook, it's no different than marketing your business.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know why you're in business, then you surely don't have a why they should come and visit your webinar or your Zoom meeting, especially if you're going
exactly.
to monetize it. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of folks now are using them just as they would do a conference. So versus going to the conference, Chesapeake Conference Center, they're doing the conference online and still charging that $70 price tag. But what is
mm-hmm.
going to get me to go to a conference online, it would still be the same reason why I would go in person. I would go because
mm-hmm.
it's something, a topic that I'm interested in. I would go because someone interesting is going to be speaking, they have a great speaker. And I'm also going to go because they may be giving out prizes and surprises and door gifts and all those things. So
mm-hmm.
you have to look
mm-hmm.
at it, again, as a big event if you're going to do that, and especially if you're going to monetize it, and it has to be done correctly and with good taste. And also the other thing that I wanted to share real quick is Zoom bombing. And so we didn't mention that,
mm-hmm.
Veronica, but that is a real
mm-hmm.
thing. Where
mm-hmm.
you have to be so careful about putting your events out there and who you are letting have your links to your events. I highly recommend that you use sites like Eventbrite to do that. Have
mm-hmm.
people sign
mm-hmm.
up so that you know who's coming. And if you, especially if you're doing a training, you just don't want anybody and everybody to attend your event. So it has to be private. And also putting people in the chat room and in the waiting
mm-hmm.
room. And this is something
mm-hmm.
that we do as well when we're doing our webinar trainings. We leave people in there so that we can see did they register, and if they registered, then we let them into the actual meeting. If they did not register and nobody can identify them, then they'll just stay there until they get tired, and they will go away. And sometimes we even have let people on so that we might be able to identify them, but oftentimes that has not been a good thing. So I just wanted to share that with you there. Zoom bombing is real. It is a real thing. Yes.
Well, you said that, and we are 6:59, and we just want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight. Francine, can you give real quickly your information for them to connect with you?
Yes. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. Please text me. I prefer a text. If you call me and you do not say anything, I will not call you back. My email is ICWDirector@gmail.com, and the website is issuesconcerningwomen.org.
Well, wonderful, and you can certainly contact me at info@themicrononprofitnetwork. Again, it's been a pleasure talking with everybody. Have an absolute wonderful night, and we will see you all again next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Bye-bye now. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good night. Bye-bye now.